is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I am a believer, not a doubter. I am a doer, not just a hearer. And my life is the better after having heard the word of faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing, and hearing by the word of God. All right, Philippians, the fourth chapter, in the 13th verse, I'm going to dive right into a series that Lady LeConte has started on Keep Going. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things which he has called me to do through him who strengthens and empowers me to fulfill his purpose. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him, talking about Jesus, who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. So the writer says, I can do all things, not some things, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so we're in this series entitled Keep Going. So what do you do when devastation shows up? What do you do when you were believing for this and then, you know, something different happened? What do you do when you've been believing and nothing happens? You have to learn that we live by faith, that we walk by faith, and that no matter what comes, that no matter what goes, that no matter what it looks like, that no matter how I feel in life, I've got to learn how to just keep going. That's the key. I've got to learn how to keep going. John 10 and 10 teaches us that the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus says, I've come that you might have life, and that you might have it how? More abundantly. In the Amplified, it says, to the full, till it overflows. And so we understand that God wants us to live a good life. He wants us to live an abundant life. He wants us to live an amazing life. And when I teach this from the scripture, that's why I tell people when bad things happen, it's not God's fault. Sometimes bad things will happen and things will not go the way you want them to. And if people aren't careful, they'll start, you know, blaming God and where was God and what is going on. But the Bible is clear that it's the thief that comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So when bad things happen, it's not God's fault. Jesus says, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. What you have to realize is that you have been designed and engineered by God to overcome every obstacle and every challenge that you face. That no matter what it is, that no matter how long you've been going through it, that no matter what it looks like, even if it took you by surprise, it didn't take God by surprise, and God already knows what he's going to do. Everybody say, God already knows what he's going to do. Now that was pretty good, but I need everybody to say it now. Say, God already knows what he's going to do. So in your marriage, God already knows what he's going to do. With your children, God already knows what he's going to do. With your grandchildren, God already knows what he's going to do. In your finances, God already knows what he's going to do. In your business, in every area of your life, God already knows what he's going to do. And so it is up to us to have faith in the faithfulness of God, because God is faithful. Understanding that you can win with the hand that you've been dealt. That no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, that I can win with the hand that I've been dealt. So I've got three simple points that I want to give you, and then and I believe you're going to be blessed by it. Okay, let's give all three points, and then we'll start at point number. Then we'll start back around at point number one. Okay, let's put up point number one. Point number one, because we're going to talk about our resolve to keep going. And so number one is our resolve is a matter of conviction based on his word. It's a matter of conviction based on his word. All right, give me number two. Number two is our resolve is a matter of our confidence in his ability. All right, give me number three. Number three is our resolve is a matter of the courage to keep going when I'm not seeing results. So I believe that you're really going to be blessed by this. And so let's jump into number one. We'll put Luke 1:37 up in the Amplified. Number one, our resolve is a matter of conviction based on his word. God's word must be the final authority in your life. You have to live your life by the word. You've got to make decisions based on what the word of God says. Like, you have to respond based on what the word of God says. Everything that's going on in your life, whether it's great, whether it's not so great, whether it's indifferent, you always have to move by what the word of God says. So the word of God has to be our final authority, because what happens is the enemy will try to bombard our mind with negative thoughts to get me, you know, emotional, to move me from a place of faith to a place of fear. You got it? It is in these times that regardless of what it looks like, regardless of the thoughts that are coming, regardless of what other things say, or what other people are saying, I always go back to the word. You got it? And so the word is where I always settle. Does that make sense? Doesn't matter what's going on. The word is where I always settle. And so the key is understanding that his word is never going to return unto him void. That's what the writer says, that his word shall not return unto him void, but it will accomplish the thing that it set out to do. And so what does that scripture mean? That scripture means that God's word is always good. That no matter what comes, no matter what goes, that God's word is always good. Are you at Luke 1:37 in the Amplified? It's on the screen, so we're all there. All right. Luke 1:37 the Amplified says, "For with God, nothing is ever impossible." Do you know what the word ever means? Ever. It means that nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. The thing I love about God is not only does he give me his word, but he backs up his word with his power to perform it. So what happens is, but it's a process, because you've got to understand, I can't just sit by the dock of the bay waiting on time to roll away. Well, Lord, you know, just what you going to do? No. I've got to do my part, because he needs my permission, but not only my permission, but watch this, my participation. You got it? To usher his will into my life. So faith meets me at the point of human limitations. There's some things I've got to do, and after I've done my part, then God will pick up and do his part. So I do my part in the natural, and here comes him super on top of my natural, bringing forth the perfect will of God into my life. Am I making sense? So let's walk this thing through. Enemy tries to attack my body, right? Well, then I understand what the word of God says, that Jesus took 39 stripes, and by his stripes, I'm already healed. Understand the ABCs of faith. I've got to ask. I've got to believe. I've got to confess. I've got to demonstrate, and I've got to expect that it's going to happen in my life. And so, you know, so now I'm going, you know, through this process, and I'm making my confessions, you know, because I believe I receive the moment that I pray. You know, Father, I ask you to touch my body from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. I command my body to line up with the word of God. I declare that Jesus, you know, and I'm saying everything, that I'm walking everything out. And then when I get done, I declare that I'm not the sick trying to get healed, but I'm the healed resisting sickness and disease. You got it? And if there's certain things, speak to it. Pain, leave me, be gone. You understand? If it's arthritis, leave me, be gone. You just got to speak to whatever it is, right? And the moment, watch this, the moment that I take the word, and I take it by faith. Faith is released by the words of my mouth. And I start saying what the word of God says. I am now, watch this, operating in faith. I'm now applying the principles of faith in my life. And then now God will back up his word with his power to perform it. Does that make sense? So what seems impossible to you is possible to God. You got it? But what we have to do is move to a level where we believe that it's possible. Because the Bible says all things are possible to him that believe. All right? And so there are situations that if you're not careful in the natural, it does seem impossible. But with God, all things are possible. You know, and what I like to do is I like to look at the Bible. And the Bible's full of stories where things seemed impossible, but breakthrough came. When things seemed impossible, but the miraculous showed up. When things seemed impossible, it seemed impossible to believe that walls would fall down if you would just walk around them, but it worked for Joshua. It seemed impossible that dipping yourself in a river would make you whole, but it worked for Naaman. It seemed impossible to use a rock against a big giant, but it worked for David. It seemed impossible that fire wouldn't burn you up, but it worked for the Hebrew boys. It seemed impossible that you could spend the night with lions and they wouldn't harm you, but it worked for Daniel. It seemed totally impossible to feed 5,000 people with 2 fish and 5 loaves, but it worked for Jesus. And the same word that worked for them will work for you. God is no respecter of person. He is only a respecter of faith. So God needs you to move from a place of fear over to a place of faith and say, I'm going to hold on and I'm not going to let go until you bless me, until you heal me, until you help me. I'm not going to let go. That it will work. That it is possible. That my marriage is going to work. That my money's going to work. That my kids are going to work. I know they're out there doing, you know, everything right now, but you just keep confessing the word of God on them. You got it. You keep saying what the word says. So when somebody says, how are your children doing? Don't say, well, just pray for them. Say, no, they're fearfully and wonderfully made. You got it. They're the head and not the tail.
You got it. Their leaders are not followed. Well, child, I know what's going on. You know, I know your situation. See, but my situation won't change the word, but the word of God will change my situation. And to the degree I keep saying what the word says and keep saying what the word says, I will see the word manifested. Are you getting what this young man is teaching up in here? Just look at your neighbor and say, I told you that young man was going to teach tonight. I told you. You let him miss one Sunday, he come back. All right, point number two, let's put it up on the screen. Our resolve is a matter of our confidence. You got to get this in his ability. You got it. I have a part to play, and God has a part to play. I'm going to do my part, and I got to leave the rest up to God. Does that make sense? All right. Ephesians 3 and 20, one of my favorite scriptures. It's up in the Amplified. I'll first read it. I'll just quote it in the KJV. It says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly, far above all that we can ask or think. Right. Now watch it in the Amplified. Now unto him who by, in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely, watch this now, beyond our highest prayers, highest desires, highest thoughts, highest hopes, or highest dreams. So, this is a favorite scripture for me. I live by this scripture. This scripture teaches me that God has the ability to go beyond the scope of my present thinking. So whatever I'm thinking, God says, I can do that, but just so you know, I can do better than that. And then when I get to another level of faith and I start believing a little bit more, because, you know, the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So the more word I hear, the more faith is increased in my life. And the Bible says that we are to go from faith to faith. So we understand that there are different levels of faith. If there, people want to say, there's not different levels of faith. If there wasn't different levels of faith, why does the Bible say that there was weak faith and that there was strong faith? You understand what I'm saying? So there are different levels of faith. And so it is the will of God that I move from faith to faith. And even when I move from this level of faith to this level of faith and I start believing on a whole nother level, God says, I can do that, but just so you know, I can do better than that. And then you go to another level of faith and God says, I can do that, but just so you know, I can do better than that, because I'm able to do exceeding abundantly, far above all that you can ask or think. So whenever I step out, watch this now, when I step out on faith, it's not based on my ability, it's based on his ability, because even though I'm not able, he is. That's why the writer says, let the weak say I'm strong. That's why he says, let the poor say I'm rich. You understand what I'm saying? And so you have to have faith to say what the word says so you can see it come to pass in your life. Amen. Are you getting blessed? Yeah, you got to have, you have to learn that this is the good fight of faith. And what makes it a good fight? Because we win. It is inevitable that we are going to win. I'm just not sure how long it's going to take you to win in that particular faith fight that you're in. That's why we say, if I'm willing to wait forever, it won't take that long. You understand? And so I have to learn how to endure hardship as a good soldier. I've got to learn that just because I'm saved does not exempt me from adversity, and I'm going to go through some things. But thank God I'm not going to stop there. I'm going to go right through them. As a believer, I got to learn how to take a licking and keep on ticking. As a believer, when the enemy shows up, I can't be scared and in fear and want to back up. I got to look at the devil and say, oh no, devil, you ain't coming in my house. You ain't messing with my children. You ain't messing with my money. You ain't messing with any of that. The Bible says. You got, and I start saying what the word of God says. You got it. Great is the peace of my children, for they are taught of the Lord. There's nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken in their life. He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that provides. You understand? And to the degree that I will have a conviction to always say what the word says and always say what the word says, I will eventually see the word manifest in my life. All right, so let's review. Point number one was, our resolve is a matter of conviction based on his word. Number two, our resolve is a matter of our confidence in his ability. And then number three is, our resolve is a matter of the courage to keep going when I'm not seeing results. Whether you realize it or not, it's working even when it doesn't look like it's working. And that is why when we walk by faith, we have to trust the process. Everybody say, trust the process. So you got to understand that there's this whole process, you know, where you know, I've taught you before, there's two worlds. There's a natural physical world that I live in, and, you know, that I can see, you know, and then there's a spiritual world that I cannot see, but the spiritual world is actually more real than the physical world, even though the real world is physical. But the reason why it's more real is because the physical world or the natural world is dependent on the spiritual world, all right? And so we understand that there's things. So when the Bible tells me in Mark the 11th chapter, you know, when you pray, believe that you receive it and you shall have it. See, he wants me to believe I receive the moment that I pray. Why does he want me to believe I receive the moment that I pray? He wants me to believe that I receive the moment that I pray because, watch this, faith is released by the words of my mouth. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. You understand? When Jesus said it, it was so. When God said it, it was so. As he is, so are we in this earth. So what happens is the moment that I say I believe I receive in Jesus' name, watch this, the reason why it's set up like that is even though I don't see anything in the natural, the moment I prayed in the spiritual, something happened. Something triggered, you understand? So now I prayed and there's some things that are happening in the spirit realm that I cannot see with my physical eyes, but just because I can't see it with my physical eyes doesn't mean it's not working. You got it? So now I've got to go through this process of being in faith. I believe, I receive. I'm saying what the word of God says. I'm in joy. And the reason I'm in joy, because faith is not frustrating. When I'm in faith, I'm in anticipation and expectation that God is moving in my life. So the joy I have is not even based on where I am, but it's based on where God is taking me, because he's already declared my end from my beginning and put everything in the middle I need to help me succeed in life. Does that make sense? All right. So I got to trust the process. I've got to trust the process. It's working even when it doesn't look like it's working. It's working. I'm telling you, have to trust the process. You know, that this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, that he hears me. So when I pray, I'm not praying to the ceiling and it's bouncing off the walls. No, I'm praying to my heavenly Father who loves me, who hears me, and he wants the perfect will for my life. All right? And so the moment that I pray, things are happening in the spirit that will manifest in the natural. They will manifest in the natural. You got to tell yourself that. No, the things I'm believing for, they are going to manifest in the natural, all right? Y'all remember a couple weeks ago, I shared with you, you know, Daniel, he needs an answer. So he starts fasting. Fast one day, nothing. Fast 2 days, nothing. Fast 3 days, nothing. He gets to, I don't know, 20-some days or whatnot, and then all of a sudden, an angel of the Lord shows up. When the angel of the Lord shows up with his answer, the first thing he says is, Daniel, before I even go into what the answer is, I want you to know on the first day you prayed, God heard you. He said, now, there was some spiritual things that were going on. There was some spiritual warfare, and I couldn't get to you. And he had to send another angel to help me to overcome that so I can get to you. So even though it took 21 days, or even though it took 3 months, or even though it took 8 months, God heard you the moment that you prayed. And to the degree you'll stay in faith, you'll see it come to pass. All right. You have to learn how to keep going in spite of what it looks like. Because you are going to win. Like you, 2 Corinthians 2 and 14, now thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. Is that what the word of God says? Does it say who sometimes causes us to triumph? Does it say depending on the economy he causes us to triumph? The Bible doesn't say that. The Bible says that he always causes me to triumph and he always causes me to win in Christ. So to the degree I do it God's way, I'm going to get God results. Does that make sense? All right, and so you just got to learn how to keep going. Everybody say keep going. Yeah, when you don't feel like it, keep going. When you don't want to, keep going. When people are telling you ought to just curse God and die, just keep going. You got it? Because if you keep going, you know, in due season, you're going to reap if you just don't quit. All right? So you just got to keep going. You just got to sometimes stand up and square your shoulders. You understand? You just got to get yourself together. You understand? You ever watch boxing? Maybe you never watch boxing, but when they're in the corner, you know, and they're about to box, they all start jumping up. You know, they're doing their, you know what? They're getting ready because they know they're going to go on a fight. Sometimes in the morning, you need to wake up and get ready because there might be a fight out there, but it's okay because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You got it? And so the only power the devil has is the power that you give him, so don't give him any. So you got to get up. So don't wake up another day sleeping. You're tired. You're walking to work tired. Talking about, I can't, if I don't have, you know, a cup of coffee, I ain't going to be able to make it. That's a bad confession. When I wake up, you need to hear this. When I wake up, you know, now I know everybody's different. I get that because, you know, my wife says, baby, when you wake up, you just jump up like, you know, everything is like you've been up for 10 hours. You understand what I'm saying? And I, you know, and so, but I am, watch this. I am just glad to be in the land of the living. He woke me up this morning. He started me on my way. I've got the activity of my limbs. I realize that somebody did not wake up this morning, but God caused his grace, his favor, and his mercy. I got another day to fight. So I got to learn, you know, how to keep on going. You are going to win. What did I just say?
I'm going to win.
That's right. You can make it personal. I'm going to win. What did I just say?
I'm going to win.
Now talk to yourself. Tell yourself that again.
I'm going to win.
Yeah, tell yourself that again.
I am going to win.
Yeah, tell yourself that again. It's getting pretty good, but you got to really get, just tell you, you got to, sometimes you just got to talk to yourself and remind yourself that at self, you are going to win. You're going to get out this bed. You're not going to be depressed. You're not going to have your head down. You're not going to worry about what anybody else is saying. You're not going to think about the bills. You are going with self. You are going to put on your best clothes this morning and walk right in that work with your head up high, and you're going to have a smile on your face. And when you get there, don't worry about what nobody says. Don't worry about how they're looking at you. You got to know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Self, you do know you have been made with the good stuff. Self, you do know that you are the apple of his eye and you are the object of his affection. Self, you do know that the ones that counted you out couldn't count. That this is a new season. This is a new day. That there's a fresh anointing on you, and you got to just keep going and keep going and keep going and keep going, because weeping endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And you got to tell yourself, it's morning time. You say, Pastor, but it is 7:44 at night and it's dark outside. Why we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are not seen. It's morning time for me. Joy's coming in the morning. Okay, all right. Okay, I got to calm down. Yeah, but you got, sometimes you just got to talk to yourself. You got it? You know, people say, that's crazy. Don't worry about what other people say. You got to tell, you know, there's times I give myself a pep talk. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, Mac, this is what we're going to do today. We're going to get up and we're going to make it happen. You understand? I know what this obstacle is, and I know what this obstacle is, but you do know who your God is. And you got to learn how to keep on going. Everybody say, just keep going. That's what you got to do. Don't let your inability to figure things out cancel your faith. I'll say it again. Don't let your inability to figure things out cancel your faith. Because what do you mean by that? Okay, so now this has to do with human logic and intellectual reasoning. All right? And so what happens is if you can't figure out exactly how you're going to pay that bill by Friday, because it's not adding up, because I just got paid and I don't get paid this Friday. I get paid the following Friday and I've got all my bills paid except this bill, you know, for $76.67. You got it? You know, I don't know how. You got it? It's okay, because he does. And so you have to have faith in the faithfulness of God. Watch this. Don't worry about a bill on Monday, you got it, that has, watch this, that doesn't have a due date until Friday. God has a whole week to show up and show out for you. Watch this. So that is why I'm like, oh Lord, I don't know what you're gonna do, Lord Jesus. And I'm trying to figure it out. And you know, you keep going back, checking the ATM. It's still the same amount in there, baby. Now, I'm not saying God can't do supernatural stuff, but I'm just saying it's the same amount in there. You understand? I do believe in the favor of God, that God will raise up somebody to use their power, their ability, and their influence to help me prosper. I do believe that things can happen. You know, God can call someone to do something for me, cash at me. So I believe in all that stuff. But what I'm saying is I'm not going to worry about it on Monday, and it's not due till Friday. Instead of worrying, I'm going to turn my worry into worship. Father, I thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that provides, and you already know what I have need of, so I just declare the bill paid and paid in full in Jesus' name. And then I'm going to go about my business and I'm going to be all right. You got it? Everybody say, keep going. Yeah, don't let anything steal your joy. Don't lose your joy. Don't lose your joy over anything. You understand what I'm saying? Don't lose your joy over anything. What did I say?
Don't lose your joy over
Don't lose your joy over anything. My Cowboys won 3 games in a row, and nobody congratulated me. You understand? We lose 1 game, and everybody comes out. You understand? But I'm not going to lose my joy. I'm not going to lose no sleep. You got it? I'm going to keep on going because I understand that my joy is not based on circumstances around me. My joy comes straight from the throne. Because it's joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. And if the world didn't give it to me, the world can't take it away. Does that make sense? Yeah. All right. See, you didn't light my candle, so you can't blow it out. And that is the attitude of faith that you have to have. Is anybody getting blessed? All right. 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter and the 8th verse. 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter and the 8th verse. The writer says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. So pressure, yes, but stress, no. Everybody say pressure, yes, but stress, no. Yeah, there's times there'll be some pressure in my life, but I'm not going to let it stress me out. He says we are perplexed, but not in despair. So I may have some questions about some things that are going on, but I have not given up. You got it? All right? He says he says persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. So I might be down, but I am not out. Does that make sense? See, as long as there's breath in your body, you can win. Yeah, you have to take the approach that I cannot be defeated and I will not quit. I cannot be defeated and I will not quit. But the doctor says, I cannot be defeated and I will not quit. I'm just going to keep going. I cannot be defeated and I will not quit. I cannot be defeated and I will not quit. You know, but the doctor says, I cannot be defeated and I will not quit. But the teacher, the principal called, I cannot be defeated and I will not quit. You know, but the banker denied me, I cannot be defeated and I will not quit. You got it? So it doesn't matter what comes. It doesn't matter what goes. You got it? I've got my mind made up. I've got my heart fixed that no matter what comes or no matter what goes, that God is going to take care of me, that God is never going to leave me, he's never going to forsake me, that he's going to be with me to the end, that God has got my back, that God knows the thoughts he thinks toward me, the thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give me an expected end, to give me a future and a hope that I am going to win. You got it? And watch it. And I'm going to win with the hand I've been dealt. I am going to win, and I'm going to win with the hand I've been dealt. I'm going to say it again. I am going to win, and I'm going to win with the hand I've been dealt. You understand? You ever heard people say, they say it different ways. You know, if I had your hand, I'd trade mine, or, you know, that kind of thing. Well, no, I say, I don't believe in that kind of stuff. You got it? You know, because you're looking at the outward appearance. You don't really know what that person's got going on. You got it? So, no, I'm going to keep my hand because I can win with the hand I've been dealt. Everybody say, I can win with the hand I've been dealt. All right. Just because Lady is teaching on this, I want to tell my story entitled Stay Focused, Stay in Your Lane, and Keep Driving. Now, there's got to be somebody in here who has not heard my story. Stay focused, stay in your lane, and keep driving. Who has not heard my story on Stay Focused? Just wave at me. I'm not trying to. Okay, oh, there's a whole bunch of y'all, and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God knew he wanted me to. Everybody say, stay focused, stay in your lane, keep driving. One more time. Stay focused, stay in your lane, keep driving. So there's a story of a young girl who's driving, and she is new at driving. You got it? And her mom's is on the passenger side, and she's driving, and they're having to go here and there and running some errands and doing these kind of things. And as the girl is driving, all of a sudden rain starts coming down, and the girl begins to get nervous, as any young driver would, because you know you're not used to the elements and you're not used to these kind of type of things. And so her mom is even reminding her where the windshield wipers are. She's coaching her and helping her along, you know, the way. And then as she begins to do that, the rain gets a little bit harder. And as the rain gets a little bit harder, she says, oh, mama, I don't know. I think I need to pull over and let you drive. And her mama says, just stay focused. Just stay in your lane and keep driving. And so she does what her mama says, and she keeps driving. But now the rain is coming down so hard that you can hardly see the car in front of you. Have you ever been driving when the rain is coming down so hard and the windshield wiper, and as soon as the windshield wipers go, it dumps more water, and now people are putting, you know, their flashers on. You got to, she said, "Mama, I'm not comfortable with this. I can't do this." I'm just, she puts her right turns. "I'm just going to pull over," you know. And her mama said, "No, I said, stay focused, stay in your lane, and keep driving." And so now, you know, she's trembling. You got it. She's not feeling good. You know, and all of a sudden, cars are all pulling off to the side. So now she thinks, surely I'm just going to pull off to the side because this is getting crazy. Everybody is pulling off. People that have been driving for 20 years and 30 years. And she says, "Mama, I'm pulling over." And her mama raises her voice and said, "I said, stay focused, stay in your lane, and keep driving." Now the girl is upset and she is driving and there's tears coming down her eyes, and she doesn't understand, why would mama treat me like this? Why would mama not just let me pull over? Mama knows I'm scared right now. Mama knows I've never experienced a season like this or an experience like this in my life. Why in the world? And as she's going through, why in the world would mama do this? And she's crying. All of a sudden, have you ever been in a storm and it's like this, like the rain stopped right here, and so you drive out of the storm and all of a sudden it's sunny, you got it, and everything looks good. And so now she begins to calm down a little bit. And as she calms down a little bit, she's wiping her eyes and getting herself together. And, you know, and she's calming down. You know, she's y'all understand what I'm saying. And then now she's ready to, okay, let me just go ahead and drive on to get to where we're going to go. And at that point, that's when her mama says, "Now pull over." Now, mama, why in the world would you tell me to pull over now? I've been trying to pull over for the last 10 minutes. It's been raining. It's been crazy. I'm emotional. I've never been in a situation like this before. And all of a sudden, you want me to pull over. And so mama says, "Pull over." And so she tells her to pull over. So she pulls over. She looks at her. She's like, "Mama, what's up?" She said, "Get out the car." She thinks, okay, mama has lost it at this point. And so now mama, you know, the girl gets out of the car, and mama says, "Now I want you to turn around and I want you to look back." And as she looks back, you can still see the storm and you can still see all the cars that are parked on the side of the road. And she says, "Turn around and look at all the people that are stuck in the storm because they didn't keep going." In life, you got to learn how to just keep on going. Everybody say, stay focused, stay in your lane, and keep driving. She told her, "I read the weather report and they said it was going to be temporary. I didn't read the weather report, but I read the word of God in 2 Corinthians 4:17 says, for our light affliction, which is bore for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are what? Temporal. That means that they're subject to change. But the things that are not seen, they're everlasting or they are eternal. So stay focused. Stay in your lane. Keep driving. I know they lied on you, but stay focused. Stay in your lane. Keep driving. I know they're talking about you, but stay focused. Stay in your lane. Keep driving. I know they changed their mind about you and it ain't right because you didn't do nothing wrong, but stay focused. Stay in your lane and keep driving. He that hath begun a good work in you is going to perform it to the day of Jesus Christ. He will give you double for your trouble. Does anybody believe that God will give you double for your trouble? Let's put it up on the screen. Isaiah 61:7. For your shame you shall have double, and for your confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double. Watch this. And not only am I going to give you double, but everlasting joy shall be unto you. Watch this in the Message translation. I love it. Because you got a double dose of trouble. Anybody besides me ever got a double dose of trouble? Maybe a triple dose or a quadruple dose of trouble. He said, because you got a double dose of trouble and more than your share of contempt. Watch this. Let me help you. When he says more of your share of contempt, contempt is disregard for something that should be taken into account of. All right. So he said, because you got a double dose of trouble and more than your share of contempt, more of your share of people disregarding you for no reason. He said, your inheritance in the land will be doubled, and watch this, and your joy will go on forever. So he said, because of all the hell you went through that you shouldn't have went through, all the trouble you went through that you shouldn't have went through, all the lies you had to deal with that were never true, I'm going to give you double for your trouble and joy forever and ever. So I declare, like David, you shall pursue and recover everything that the devil has stolen from you. Let's go home, Courtney. I found this prophecy that I prophesied to you a while ago. I want to prophesy to you again. Can I just prophesy to you? How many know the word is always good? And the word is everlasting. All right, just what I want you to do. Just want you to talk to yourself. You don't have to be loud now. You know, we did all that, but we over with that now. But just want you to talk to yourself. Call yourself by name. You know, because I was saying say self, but really when I talk to me, I say Mac. You know, I talk to myself. When I really got to talk to myself, I say James Edward McIver Jr. You know, that's my government name. But I talk to myself. And sometimes you got to remind yourself you're going to win. You're going to make it. You're going to be all right. It's going to work out for your good. All right, I want to give you this, and then we're going to go home. Matter of fact, let's stand all over the building. Let's stand. I just want you to receive this in Jesus' name. I'm just going to give you this prophecy, and then we're going to go home. Hallelujah. We still recording? Okay, good. Gonna want this tomorrow, and the people that weren't here tonight, they go, this is for you too. All you listening by podcast, this is for you too. This is for everyone under the sound of my voice. Thank you, Father. You are a born again child of the Most High God that has been created to rule and reign in the earth. You are anointed, blessed, and have been engineered by God to speak and declare things in the earth, and they shall come to pass. You have been chosen by God to be his ambassador in the earth, to live by faith, to overcome every obstacle and live a victorious life so you can be given a platform to glorify him. You are an heir with God and a joint heir with Jesus, who is seated in heavenly places, interceding for you so that no devil or demon in hell can prevail against you. Angels are encamped round about you to keep you in all of your ways. You have been called by God to live supernaturally, and your broke days are over. Lack is not an option, and defeat is impossible for you. You have already been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, and I declare today that things are shifting in your favor. Transfers are taking place. The wealth of the wicked is being laid up and is waiting just for you. Things you couldn't make happen yesterday, you're going to be able to make happen today. Doors that were once closed are now open. You are living under an open heaven, and whatever you say has to be so. Your family is blessed, and your children are blessed, and your marriage is blessed, and your business is blessed, and your bank account is blessed, and every satanic assignment from the enemy has been halted. Greatness is in you. It's in your DNA. You are a citizen of the kingdom of God. You were made to rule and reign in this earth, and there is absolutely nothing that the devil can do about it. You are not defeated, but you are victorious. You are not rejected, but you are accepted in the beloved. You are not a victim, but you are the victor. You are not sick, but you are healed. You are the head and not the tail. You are above only and not beneath. You are anointed for this moment in time because you have the greater one living on the inside of you. You are an unstoppable force. And I declare and I decree that weapons may form, but they won't prosper. You might bend, but you shall not break. That every promise according to the word of God as it relates to you is yes and amen. So lift up your head, my son. Lift up your head, my daughter. And look to the hills from whence cometh your help. I'm on the job. I'm working things out for your good. There's some things that are already in place that In the upcoming days, you'll see the manifestation of my glory in your life. So don't lose hope. Don't put your head down. Don't cast away your confidence, but keep looking unto me. I am your Alpha and your Omega. I am your beginning and your end. Everything I promised you and said I was going to do, I'm going to perform it in your life. Because I'm not a man that should lie, nor the son of man that should repent. If I said it, I'm going to do it. If I spoke it, I'm going to bring it to pass in your life. So hold on to your faith and don't let it go. Hold on to your faith and don't worry about what others are saying. Hold on to your faith and don't worry about what it looks like. Because I'm on the job and I'm making the path straight and I'm laying it out before you. And on my path is peace, and on my path is joy, and on my path is blessings, and on my path is favor, and on my path is wisdom. And I'm laying it all out just for you. So receive my joy and receive my peace and walk in my joy and walk in my peace. And as you walk in my joy and as you walk in my peace, you will see the fruit of righteousness. You will see my glory. You will see my manifestation come before you like never before. So keep marching forward. Keep enduring hardship as a good soldier. Because in not many days, you will see the victory. In not many days, this season will be over. In not many days, the things that seem to have held you back will no longer hold you back. So arise and shine, for my light has come. Arise from the prostration and where life has kept you. Rise to a new level. Rise above the situation. Rise above the circumstance. Rise above everything that's not like me. And totally trust me. Totally trust me. Totally trust me. I won't let you down. I won't break your heart. I won't make you ashamed. I've got you covered, saith the Lord. Receive that in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. You don't got to scream it, but just talk. Say, no fear, no fear, no fear, no fear. No fear. I don't care what it is. No fear. No fear. You got it. No torment, because you know fear brings torment. No fear. No torment. No frustration. I'm choosing to put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. I'm choosing to open my mouth and say what the word of God says in spite of what it looks like. So I say no fear. Only faith. No frustration. No depression. No anxiety. No stress. Because I'm walking in his strength. And his strength is made perfect in my weakness. So as of today, I'm not walking in my strength anymore. I'm giving that up. And I'm walking in his strength. And I'm walking in his peace. And I'm walking in his joy. And in not many days, I will see the manifestation of what God promised in my life, in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a big hand. Praise all over the building. Hallelujah.